This is the Fantasy Focus Podcast, Episode 1. Good day, and welcome to this episode of the Fantasy Focus Podcast. I'm your host, podcaster, and author of Fun Fantasy Reads, Jamie Davis. This podcast is exactly what the title says it is, a show focused on everything in fantasy books. From epic fantasy, urban fantasy, swords and sorcery, anything you can think of in fantasy, everything in between, expect to find the best and brightest authors from all the various corners of the fantasy book world here on this show on a regular basis. Plus, you can expect us to add in a few other special guests having to do with fantasy in some way along the way. So check that out. Now, first of all, I just have to do a little update on what I've been working on so that those of you that follow me can find out what I'm doing. I'm sort of in between writing projects as I record this. I've got a book coming out in about a week or so called Signed, Sealed, Delivered. That's book 5 in my Delivery Mage series. And that'll be worked on right now. Actually, it's at the editor. She'll be back very soon. I'm also in the process of plotting out a new urban fantasy series. It's going to have some game lit elements in it. So if you're interested in either of those kind of things, stay tuned. I've got a secret co-author I can't talk too much about right now, but that might be coming out late spring, early summer. So stay tuned for that. If you want to find out more about what I'm up to, I've got a fan group over on Facebook. You can also check out my website and blog at jamiedavisbooks.com. Now let's go ahead and get into this special guest for this episode. And as the inaugural episode of the Fantasy Focus podcast, I thought it would be a good idea for us to find out what exactly happened to bring the Fantasy Focus Facebook group and the Fantasy Focus blog about. So we have Michael Evan, the guy actually responsible for putting all of that together, on the show for our kickoff episode. So we're going to talk about the fantasy-focus.com blog, talk about the Fantasy Focus Facebook group, some of the other things and initiatives he's involved with regarding fantasy authors and fantasy topics with books from all sorts of things. So that's going to come up here right now. I talk with Michael about why he started the Fantasy Focus group, and also exactly what we can expect from the group in the future, including what we've got coming up on this podcast. So let's go ahead and get on into that interview with Michael Evan, coming up right now. Michael, I want to welcome you to the Fantasy Focus podcast, and I'm really excited to have you here on this inaugural episode. You know, I guess we're calling it the preview episode, right?
Yeah, I'm really happy to be here. To be honest, I'm actually kind of nervous because I don't do interviews too often, so I'm happy to be here and talking about stuff with you.
Well, that's great because, you know, I think this is something that will be pretty easy for both of us because I think we're both pretty rabid fantasy fans. I as a fantasy author, like to write fantasy as well. So it's really exciting to just talk about some of the things you've been putting together. Let's start off with asking you really how you got the idea to start the Fantasy Focus website and the Facebook group and all the things you've been putting together over the last few months.
Wow, that's a loaded question. A number of factors, I think, came into play with starting my own blog and group. And a lot of them had to do with the fact that I had been writing and reviewing for other blogs for a while, also submitting a lot of article content and putting a lot of time into it in between my day job. And I had been told by a number of people that were, I guess, kind of mentors to me that I had met during this process, that the best thing for me would probably be to just start my own blog. So I actually thought about it and I realized that, you know, I did have quite a few, friends and, you know, people, acquaintances and friends that I had met that were writers and readers of fantasy. So I just did it. It was around the holidays and I knew I was going to have a little bit of time. So I set up the group and ran some cool promos and grew the group and then got a couple of people on board to help me with the blog. And that also happened really quickly. And then, you know, the rest, I mean, obviously podcast we'll probably talk about later on in this interview, but so that was it. So more or less, I just got some feedback from people and they just suggested that I do something like this. And I had been putting a lot of hours and time into it anyway. So I figure why not sort of start my own thing. And that's what I did.
And, you know, you talked a little bit about how it grew. I really was pretty amazed at the response you got early on and how quickly the Facebook group just shot up in numbers and the number of people that are not just members of the group, but are actively participating in the group.
Yeah, man, it's really weird because I think I only added – well, Facebook's changed their whole – protocol when it comes to the ability to add people to groups and invite people to groups. It happened during the process of my trying to build this group. So I think I added about 300 people early on when I was actually able to add people. And then Facebook, you know, did their Facebook thing, which was basically not allowing me to personally add people for a couple of weeks. And I just decided that I would try and grow it organically. So we ran a bunch of contests. We did some ebook giveaways with authors that were members of the group. We did a paperback giveaway. We ran a couple of Ask the Author segments, which is, you know, more or less our version of like a Reddit AMA type format, and brought a lot of people over that wanted to speak to some of the authors we had on board. And a lot of people just enjoyed the group, I guess, and they enjoyed what we were doing. So they invited a bunch of people, and this is where we're at. I'd obviously like to grow the group, you know, even bigger than it is right now. But again, the activity is great, and there's no point in having a bunch of users that are a number on a screen but aren't participating. So I think you kind of hit the nail on the head when you said that it's not just a fast growing group, but it's also an active group, which is the most important thing.
Yeah, and I really like the author chats. They really add a nice element to the interaction because you have fantasy groups out there that are fantasy groups for readers. You have fantasy groups out there that are fantasy group for authors. There aren't that many that allow free crossover between the two. You know, where authors can talk about their books and the readers can talk about the things they're reading, and they can cross-pollinate and talk to each other about the different things that they're passionate about. And so I've really enjoyed, even as an author, participating in the author chats, talking to other authors about their fantasy books.
Yeah. Like I mean, originally the intention was to do it like once a week, but we've had so many authors that have been reaching out that have wanted to do it. And it's been kind of an integral thing. So I'm kind of opening it up to doing it a couple times a week, also allowing for the live Q&A component where the author can come on and actually do a little bit of a reading, answer some questions live. You know, I kind of help to rally the troops a little bit to let people know when the authors are on, because everybody's got busy schedules and you don't know what's going on in people's day. But I find that so far they've been really effective and I've gotten great feedback. So yeah, I know it's really cool and I appreciate your participation in it and your feedback too, because it's been a lot of fun.
So you can find that over at the Fantasy Focus, at Fantasy Focus on Facebook. You can search for that there. But you also started the blog at fantasy-focus.com, which is really exciting to see over there. What are you doing on the blog? Because I've seen things like reviews of books going up over there and also like author print interviews where you're sending author text questions and then creating interviews over there in that format. So it's kind of a little bit different than what's going on Facebook.
Yeah. So I have a review team. Basically, I started out doing a lot of reviews myself and I still do. Like I review for a couple of long-standing reputable blogs when I have time. I've obviously I'm still in another business that I'm in the process of kind of phasing out. And I'm also spending a lot of time doing all this stuff. The main purpose of the blog is I do have a review team that I'll send out book suggestions to and get them to, you know, submit their reviews. It's not a competitive blog like some of them are. Like it's basically just we don't rate the books. We just sort of list the reviews and we'll allow multiple writers to review the same book. So there's the review component, then there's an article component. I love to interview. So aside from just what you're going to be doing, like I'll do print interviews with certain authors that want them. There are three article sections currently on the site. One of them is Wallonic's World, which is basically spiritual based articles and sort of writing advice from James Wallonic, who is one of our contributors. We have The World According to Ulf, which is an essay segment of various essays written by Ulf Lehmann, who is a site contributor, really brilliant essays. And then the component that I do with James Jenkins, which is the Book in a Pint segment, where we basically pick a book and we kind of talk about it, but usually just talk about kind of off-topic things and crack jokes. It's gotten a kind of a shockingly good response, so we're making it a regular thing. And I'm also sending that one over to one of the other blogs that I write for. So it's kind of, yeah, we do a lot of cool stuff on the blog. We're still in the the conception process of growing it, but it's getting there.
You know, and one of the things, you know, you talked about all the authors you have really working together with you, whether they're helping by submitting answers to interview questions or doing the author chats on Facebook group. But you're actually putting together opportunities for those authors to even reach out even more by putting together an anthology. And that's really exciting to me. And it should be exciting to the readers, because the nice thing about short story anthologies is the opportunity to kind of get a sense of what different authors are like before you go and get the whole book, so to speak. Tell me a little bit about what drove you to put that together.
As far as putting an anthology together, it was honestly just the thought. I woke up and I said, like, I talk to a lot of authors. We do a lot of interviews. I've made, a number of connections of with people that are actually talking to me on a regular basis. And it would be very cool to put something together for charity. Now, I've been very supportive of mental health related and suicide awareness charities for a number of years. It's just a cause that's been really huge for me, for a number of different reasons. Just those are kind of the causes that I support. And there was one particular charity that I had wanted to do something for years, but I hadn't been able to come up with the right venture to make it work. And then I thought about something like this, which would be a really big opportunity to raise awareness for the charity, donate, I'm hoping, quite a large amount of money to the charity, give some indie authors an opportunity to be on an anthology with some, higher profile traditionally published authors, and just sort of all around create like a positive vibe about the whole thing.
So I know it has a theme. What is the theme for the anthology, if you can share that with us?
So the anthology is called Rise Above: Stories of Compassion, Perseverance, and Overcoming the Odds. So it kind of falls into a broad spectrum of stories that deal with, and I don't want to, not to say, like, some people will hear those themes and they'll automatically think Noble Bright, and I'm not trying to convey that this is like a Noble Bright anthology. I do work with a number of, I talk to and love grimdark and work with a lot of grimdark authors and people that are doing dark fantasy and urban fantasy and epic fantasy that would not fall under the category of Noble Bright. But I wanted to challenge the authors to come up with stories, even if they're dark stories, that can, throw in some type of theme of, a grand achievement of overcoming, unattainable odds, or showing some form of human kindness. I think that that's obvious. That's really important to convey. And I think there's a lot of people, a lot of readers that really can get a lot out of that when they're reading. And I also think it worked really well with the charity that we were going to be supporting. So just combined, I thought that it was a good theme to write on.
What's the time frame for this anthology? Is it coming out this year in 2019 at some point?
Okay, so I mean, obviously everything, I have noble intentions and the best of intentions, like we all do. Ideally, I would love it to come out in the summer. So I have a team, I guess, of people that are working on the back end of things, cover design, formatting. I'm doing the editing myself, like the line editing. I doubt we'll do too much content editing. It'll be mostly their stories, and we're just going to make them all pretty. And so the idea really would be to have the submissions in by mid-April, and then a few months to work on the editing and the getting it on ebook at least. And then we'll probably go print to order paperbacks. Well, I mean, we're definitely going to have paperbacks. I'm not 100% sure whether it'll just be print to order or we'll do something a little bit bigger. But the intention, yeah, is to have it out this summer. So I'm thinking June or July.
That's awesome. That's exciting. And I think people should be looking forward to that and, you know, kind of mark your calendars as you would and plan to pick yourself up a copy for some summer reading, because I think that's going to be a great opportunity to connect with a bunch of fantastic fantasy authors. Speaking of which, we talking here on the podcast. And so let's shift gears and talk about the podcast. You reached out to me. I've been a podcaster, a journalist in the medical space for years in the midst of me writing my fantasy books. And I've been doing a podcast since 2005. So I was honored when you reached out to me and asked me to be the host, be the voice of the Fantasy Focus podcast. What are some of the things that you're looking to achieve with this podcast, where I'm going to be interviewing some pretty amazing authors on their books, on their theories on writing and how they come up with their characters and all the sorts of things that readers and writers want to know about their favorite authors?
Well, I mean, to start, I mean, I'll say that I enjoy your writing and I've listened to some of your podcast. I'd done a little research and listened to some of your just general podcasts in the medical field. And I knew that you had a handle on the interviewing side of things. So right away, I mean, it just made sense that if I was going to try and do a podcast, that you would be the person I would reach out to first. I was actually really honored that you agreed to do it with me, which, you know, I didn't know what you'd say. I was hoping, obviously, that you'd want to do it, that you had time to do it, and I'm glad you do. In terms of what I want to convey, I just want I wanted to have an ongoing opportunity for both, you know, traditionally published authors and indie authors to be able to, you know, come on and talk about their work and talk about, you know, themes involved with writing and involved with just their lives. You know what I mean? I think that there's definitely a big sort of interest in podcasts. There's lots of them out there. There's lots of people that are attempting to build podcasts and grow various types of podcasts. And I kind of wanted our podcast to really be, one that focused specifically on individual authors and their writing. Just my hope is to have great authors that will be able to tell their stories and you know, people will tune in. You know, I don't know what to say. Like, I'm hoping that we can just get people listening, because I think a lot of these authors have a lot of great things to say and really deserve to be heard. And I'm hoping that we can also generate some interest in their work and just tune people into great work.
Well, I think that's a great idea. And that's what I want to do as well, because I agree that there's always, I think, better ways for authors to connect with readers and talk about what they're doing and what their upcoming projects are. And, and things like that. So share with us some of the news you've been sharing on the Facebook group about some of the authors that you've lined up for this podcast. It's some pretty heavy hitters in the fantasy space that we're going to be talking with over the coming months as we kick this podcast off in a big way.
Okay, well, so I mean, I would have to. I'm pretty old school. I'm using my phone right now. I'm talking into a phone. I do everything on it. I do a lot of work on my phone. So I will tell you right off from the get go, we've got Nicholas Eames debuting with us. Doing the first episode is going to be Nicholas Eames, which I'm really excited about because I'm a massive fan of Kings of the Wild and Bloody Rose, as I know are many other people. So that's a great one. I know we've got RJ Barker coming on shortly. The big news with the big one from yesterday was that L.E. Modisett has agreed to be on the podcast, which I was really surprised about, actually. I reached out to him to interview him for another blog a while back, and that never ended up happening. So I wrote him kind of an apology email saying, you know, hey, Lee, I'm really sorry that we didn't get to do this. The main reason is that I'm not with the blog anymore, but and so on and so on. And I offered him a spot on the podcast and he wrote me back right away and said he'd love to do it. So I've got that lined up for March. And today I just heard back from Adrian Tchaikovsky and Anthony Ryan, who also want to be on the podcast. So, you know, we've got a lot of authors that are going to be coming on. Rob Hayes is coming on. I think James Wilonik and James Jenkins, who are also fantasy focus contributors, will be on. And I'm working on some other ones right now. I've reached out to some really big name authors, hoping that they'll write me back, because I figured if Modisett wants to do it, maybe some of these guys will too. So I think it's going to be awesome. We've got big guests, and we've got enough guests to keep this thing going for months and months and months. So I'm hoping that everybody will have a good time with it, and I have no doubt that the sessions will all be informative. So we can just hope that it just keeps growing.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And actually, I ran into Kevin J. Anderson at a recent writer's event that I was attending, chatted with him a good bit and invited him to come on the podcast. So we have him to look forward to as well. And so we've got some pretty, I'm psyched as a fantasy reader and author. I'm really excited about the people we have lined up. And I think it's a testament to your ability to get people fired up and put a vibrant group of people together that are doing some fun things in the space and sharing their work and sharing their passion. And I think that comes around because you have a really strong ethic for the group and a mission statement for the group. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, as far as the whole, you know, getting people rallied up thing, I think a lot of that just comes from 15 years in live entertainment marketing, which, you know, you've got to be, you have to be on your toes, and you got to be able to get people into what you're doing. So there's that element of it. One of the things that is very important to me, and it's just a, you know, that we kind of laid down right at the beginning with our mission statement, is just about inclusion. I've noticed that it's really strange. Like a lot of Facebook groups and a lot of blogs that I've seen, and obviously I'm not going to mention any names because it's not just one. There's many. I've seen bullying. I've seen you know, kind of obvious, I'm going to say, bigotry that's happened on the groups, and moderators have not taken that into account whatsoever. And the most important thing that I want everybody to know about Fantasy Focus is that it's an inclusive place. It's a fun place. It's a distraction from your daily lives and your daily grind, which I know is for everybody. I know for myself, it can get pretty crazy. And everybody's got their own thing. And I want people to enjoy the group, enjoy the interaction, and know that they're in an inclusive place where they can, you know, be themselves, enjoy themselves, have the opportunity to promote themselves, because it's really hard as a writer. There's so many writers, and there's so many indie writers that are vying for, you know, that attention. And if they're not signed to a major traditional publisher, they still want to get the sales. They want to write. They want to be able to write full time. I have 2 days where we allow self-promotion, no problem. The other days we try to advise against it, just because we want the main purpose of the site still to be discussion about books, about authors, about people. But I do think it's important to also be able to allow the authors to be able to talk about what they write, because it is tough to get out there and it's costly to get out there. And we want to be able to offer that. So, at the end of the day, we want everybody to feel comfortable with, the group and with the moderators and the admins, and our admins do an amazing job keeping things, well moderated. We have, most of them are writers themselves, and they do a great job. And, I sometimes don't even realize what's going on until I look at the admin log and I see that there's been serious admin activity to keep the group, you know, going the way it's going. So, you know, admins that are listening, thank you.
Yeah, and it's a testament to you and to the admins, definitely, that the group is as positive as it is. It's focused on sharing good things about what they're happy about, their books that they've read, and looking forward to the authors and the podcasts and the reviews and everything else that come up on the stream. I've never really seen anything negative at all in anything I've seen over there. And that's good, because we all know how sometimes social media can become a place where, you know, people aren't necessarily very pleasant to each other. And I think it's a credit to you and to the admins and the rest of the group in general that Fantasy Focus is a great place to be and a great place to hang out and feel good about the books you read and yourself and all the things that you have going on. So, Michael Levin, it's great to have you here on the inaugural episode here of the podcast to talk a little bit about what Fantasy Focus is and what it means. I hope we can have you on again in the future, maybe as we get towards a milestone episode or something, and we can talk about where the group has been and where it's heading next.
Yeah, man, I didn't know. I guess I realized that I don't mind talking about myself. So if there's ever another place and you want to have me on, I'd be stoked to come on.
Excellent. Well, everybody, before we go, you want to tell everybody where they can find you or find Fantasy Focus online in its various locations?
Sure. So the blog, like the main blog site, is http://www.fantasy-focus.com. The group is, you can just find it under Fantasy Focus on Facebook. There's actually a page and a group. The group is used obviously as an active group. The page still exists, because at the current time I'm going to be archiving all the live interactions, like the live components from our Ask the Author, on the Facebook page, just so that they're there. And then eventually I'm going to streamline that into a special page just for Ask the Author segments, so people can see all the lives, and that the authors can go back and get their lives and use them for whatever they want. Podcast will be, we're working out that interface, but it'll be on the blog and it'll also be shared. So people will be able to, we'll share podcast episodes, and then they'll also be archived on the official Fantasy Focus blog site.
And that's going to wrap up this episode of the Fantasy Focus podcast. Make sure you catch up with us for a whole lot more from the Fantasy Focus community, both over on the Facebook group and also over at fantasy-focus.com. Leave a comment on this episode over there or in the Facebook group, and let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what you want more of. Let me know what you like, what you don't like. Also, over on the website, for each podcast episode post, you're going to find links on how you can subscribe to the show on your favorite mobile app for iOS, Android, and even by email. Make sure you check that out so you don't miss any episodes. You'll want to come back and catch every one. We're going to have some pretty awesome authors coming up. You heard Michael talk about them. He mentioned a few of them, Nicholas Eames, L.E. Modesitt, Kevin J. Anderson, Adrian Tchaikovsky, Anthony Ryan, just to name a few. So we've got a lot coming up for you in the coming months, so stay tuned. That's it for this episode of the Fantasy Focus podcast. As always, I'm your host, Jamie Davis, author of Fun Fantasy Reads, reminding you to keep your eyes open because there's magic all around you.